Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. The Israeli hostages could be home this time Monday. If this swap does happen, as all sides say it will, it is, of course, a very positive sign, but it does not mean the war is over. An Israeli Defense Forces spokesman in a notice on social media warned Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza, saying it's still a dangerous combat zone. But to get this far, after 2 years of brutality, is bringing bipartisan praise to President Trump, who brokered the deal with Arab nations. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying any step to end this nightmare is one that should be celebrated. Some say it's too soon to celebrate. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Chuck has reaction now to the hopeful news that Glenn, it seemed, would never come.
And we are first hearing, Wayne, from Gabriel Sanders, the executive director of the Be a Mensch Foundation. He's actually kind of apprehensive about this deal and where it's headed.
It would have to be a very major shift in mindset, not just policy, but mindset to say we are embracing coexistence, peaceful coexistence.
Now, of course, families are waiting to get this news now. Trying to stay hopeful is Moshe Lavi. His brother-in-law is believed to be among the hostages still alive being held in Gaza.
Thank you, President Trump, for your courage. Thank you, the Trump administration, for doing everything you can to bring them home. Let's do it.
So among these families, Wayne, certainly anticipation and concern at the same time as to how this is going to play out in the next few days. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
We got praise this morning for FDNY firefighters and the hero neighbors who ran into a burning Bronx building where kids could be heard screaming for help. I can't breathe, some were screaming. Well, several people were rescued from this all-hands fire in Fordham Heights yesterday, but 12 people were injured. Last we heard, one of them was critical. This man spoke to Channel 7 about the burned-out and smoke-damaged homes.
I've been sad. For them, I hope everybody will recover soon and everything will come back again to a normal life in this neighborhood.
Soran Mamdani will be here in the 1010 Winds newsroom to speak live with our Susan Richard at 11:30 this morning. Yesterday, the candidate was a commuter. He was out there riding one of the MTA buses that, if he is mayor, he plans to make free. And he now has the support of the union representing many of the bus drivers.
Zoran Mamdani says his free bus plan would save people $2,000 a year. But this is also about the bus drivers. TWU President John Samuelson thinks free buses would mean fewer assaults of drivers.
Over the last several years, five transit workers a week, five TWU members a week get assaulted.
Mamdani is not only focused on making them free.
What good is a free bus if it's a slow bus?
He wants to add more bus-only lanes.
We will implement busways, the major arteries across this borough, building on the success we've seen at 14th Street, building on what's to come at 34th.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mamdani's free bus idea has a populist ring for sure, but his plan to end the gifted and talented program in schools, well, that's getting some parental pushback.
The gifted and talented program inside of public schools has given children the opportunity to challenge themselves inside the classroom. But Democratic mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani says he wants to eliminate the program if he's mayor. Councilmember Susan Zwong.
In this neighborhood, a lot of immigrant family, they don't have the resources to say, I'm going to move to other neighborhood, or they have money to go to private school. This is the very limited resources we have here.
Parents in her district are frustrated. They're calling for more gifted and talented programs, not for them to be taken away.
One of my kids, she go to gifted and talented program. She like it.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bensonhurst.
And again, Mom Donnie will be joining 1010 Winds' Susan Richard at 11:30 this morning. Susan spoke this week with Republican Curtis Sliwa and will be speaking Monday with former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who lost the primary to Mom Donnie and is running as an independent. Polls show the mayor's race really isn't close, but hey, in New Jersey, this is a tight one. Voters may be willing to make Trump supporter Jack Cittarelli governor, or they may continue Democratic leadership under candidate Mikey Sherrill. It's that close. Those candidates know how close the polls are, and they went after each other hard. In last night's debate on Channel 7, here's Sherrill accusing her opponent of illegally accessing her Naval Academy records.
You just broke the law. In fact, your campaign right now is under federal investigation for how you illegally got access to my records. So to say that right now, and I think you're trying to divert from the fact that you killed tens of thousands of people by printing your misinformation, your propaganda, and then getting paid to develop an app so that people could more easily get the opioids once they were addicted. Families across the state deserve to know more about
that. She is referring to her opponent's former publishing company, accusing it of propaganda that downplayed the dangers of opioids. His company produced education materials for universities using grants from the pharmaceutical industry. New York wants its money back. The Trump administration is taking away, or has, more than $50 million for counterterrorism in New York, and subway cops, too. Governor Hochul saying she's had a conversation with President Trump to unfreeze that money, along with the billions of transportation dollars that he took away.
The $18 billion for the critically important Gateway Tunnel, not just critically important for New York, but for the entire Northeastern economy, as well as the Second Avenue subway that's been talked about since the 1940s.
Keep your mouth shut is what Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader of the House, shouted at Mike Lawler, the Republican congressman, a very New York display of anger for all to see on Capitol Hill. But to hear them explain their positions about the shutdown requires some pretty careful listening skills, because they were talking all over each other.
You're making a show of this to
no,
make
it's
yourself
sad.
Relevant.
It's sad. You could easily sign on to this.
You're embarrassing yourself right now.
You could sign on to this. The only embarrassment here is you.
You're an embarrassment.
You could sign on to the bill.
Let me ask you a question.
And on it went, tensions boiling over as the government shutdown today enters day number 9. A patient in a hospital in the Bronx has been beaten to death in her room. Sources confirmed to 1010 Winds her roommate is the suspect. Police say this alleged attacker is an emotionally disturbed patient with a history of attacking people in the hospital. Cynthia Van died last month after being punched in the head repeatedly. She was 55. Her 44-year-old roommate, Raquel Houghton, is a suspect, but is nowhere to be found. Sources tell the Post she disappeared while the Bronx DA's office was investigating the incident as a homicide and waiting for evidence of the assault from the hospital. Child kidnapping stories often don't end well. And while there are several stories of kidnapped children in Chile, we have this story from Long Island that gives hope. A woman raised by adoptive parents found out recently that she was kidnapped from her mother in Chile soon after she was born. Yesterday, she got to meet her bio mom for the first time.
For 41 years, I never thought that this was ever going to be a possibility.
Caitlin Saar keeps staring at her mother, Paulina, studying how much she looks like her.
As she's talking, I'm like, that's my nose, that's my eyes.
Connecting roots and my heritage help bring the two together. Paulina, through a translator, says she never thought she would see her daughter. She called it many years of pain and suffering, wondering what happened.
It's just like, still, she just asked me, is this real? And I just keep saying that, too.
Saar is married and has two children of her own. She says her adoptive parents were perfect. Paulina will be staying with them for 10 days. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Smithtown, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you what know why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.